dear listeners to hear homilies like this throughout the week, please join the Ministry of the Word podcast. Links are below for all listening options.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God is one. Amen. Begin by reading Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, and then John chapter 7, verses 37 to chapter 8, verse 12. It's really difficult to exaggerate the importance of water, isn't it? I remember on one occasion seeing a Zambian man bless a plastic cup of water, and I said to him, "You bless even water?" "Oh yes," he said. "If you have been thirsty like I have been thirsty, you would bless it too." Something that really sank into me. The Lord said, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink." And he also said, "Out of that person's heart, out of their middle, out of the person they really are, shall flow rivers of living water." Not just a spring, but a river of living water. That meant fresh, cool, delightful water running out of you like a river, pouring out of your heart, watering you to begin with, so that you are fresh and joyful and juicy and sparkling and radiant and pure, beautiful, loving, courageous, generous, giving, hospitable, forgiving, able to bend. You're green, lush, cool, refreshing, like an oasis in a desert. And this water bubbles out of you. It's not really water, of course, it's God the Holy Spirit. Bubbles out of you and flows out of you like a river. And like a river in a desert, it brings greenness and lushness and coolness and refreshment to the dry, hot, dusty, stony places. The dry, dust and stony places of those who are dried up in this world, who've had all the joy, juice and joy sucked out of them. People with stony lives, dusty, brittle, unbending, fragile, needy, thirsty for love, thirsty for kindness and for attention, affection. People who are sore and sick and sad and lost, lonely, poor, destitute. And God the Holy Spirit can pour out of you into them as well, because you will be like the rock that followed the people of Israel around in the desert. And when they needed water, they went to the rock, and it flowed out of that rock into their cups, watering the desert, watering the children of Israel. Jesus, of course, when he's talking about water flowing out of you and water that he can give you to drink, is of course talking about God the Holy Spirit, as I've already said. Now, just like it's difficult to exaggerate the importance of water in your life, and what would we be without water? Dead. So it is also with God the Holy Spirit, without the Holy Spirit, permeating every part of your life. You are simply dying or dead. This living water, this roaring sound of wind, this flame as of fire, had an immense effect and continues to do so. It changed those apostles completely, and it changes us in the church completely also. as he, the Holy Spirit, fell upon the apostles. They went from timid mice to roaring lions. They went from flighty sparrows shivering in their nests to soaring eagles. They went from people biting their nails in their hiding place to people proclaiming the gospel to the most mighty, to the furthest parts of the earth, to everybody. And they spoke of the good news of the resurrection of Christ and the great and mighty acts of God. Nothing has changed. That Pentecost was about 1,990 years ago today. And all that time later, the untamable, raw, rush, fire, living water of the Holy Spirit continues to inspire us to bring God's good news to this world, to announce to them the great tidings of the resurrection, to bring to them in their dry, hot, dusty, stony desert of a life, the oasis, green, lush, cool, refreshing of the gospel. Happy feast. Your prayers. May God bless you. Amen.